Now we come to the second chapter of Nahum. And I trust that you have our notes and outlines before you. You'll find them extremely helpful with this little book. Now we saw the justice and goodness of God demonstrated in his decision to destroy Nineveh and also to give the gospel, that he had a very wonderful future in view for his people, though at the time they were enduring severe judgment from the hands of God. Now we are going to see here in chapters 2 and 3, that is, in the remainder of the book of Nahum, we are going to see the justice and goodness of God exhibited in the execution of his decision to destroy Nineveh. God didn't just talk about it, God did it. And he did destroy this city, actually in a very remarkable way. And so we are going to see that as we get into this chapter here. Now, very frankly, this last verse, verse 15 of the last chapter, is really part of the chapter 2 here. In other words, chapter 2 in the Hebrew Bible opens up here with, "Behold, upon the mountains, the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace. O Judah, keep thy solemn feasts, perform thy vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through thee. He is utterly cut off." Actually, this is a message that is directed immediately to the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom was being carried away into captivity, but it's a message for them also. God had a message that was good news for them, good tidings, and it's applicable to the northern kingdom. Isaiah gives this same message, and it applied to the southern kingdom at the time of the Babylonian captivity. Now, this one has in view, that's in Nahum, it has in view the kingdom of Assyria. Now, when Paul quoted it in the 10th chapter of Romans, and that's the section that applies to Israel, it looks to the future, when again good news will be brought to these people. But that is a worldwide message, and it's applicable to today, so that we're told, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, he shall be saved." But how are they going to hear without somebody bringing a message to them? They've got to be sent. And I believe that God will do the sending. How beautiful are their feet? And it's not because they have beautiful feet, but they have come to bring the message to them. Now, they may have traveled by boat, or they may have come by plane, but the idea is that they brought the message, and it could be by radio. Now, there are several folk that have said to me, "Dr. McGee, you have been emphasizing your foreign broadcasts so much, but don't forget this country." Well, we're not forgetting this country, because we believe that the gospel should begin right here at our Jerusalem, my Jerusalem, and that I shouldn't bypass anybody as I go out. And therefore, by radio, we are attempting to continue to reach this country as well as we can and go right to the ends of the earth with it. And we'd love to expand even more if we could get the support, because, frankly, I want my feet to be beautiful, not because I've got beautiful feet, because there's one thing about feet, they're not pretty. Our feet need to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In other words, we need to be prepared to take the message out to these folk. There is a spiritual, when I get to heaven, I'm going to walk all over God's heaven. Well, I think it's a great song, and it certainly expressed a great hope in the hearts of those that composed that and sang that in the early days. I don't think it's very applicable today by any means. But, friends, I want to walk all over this earth. That is, by radio. I'm not very good at walking anymore, so I'm anxious to go by this mechanical means. And that's the reason we want to reach out today. So this is a tremendous verse that is interpreted, you see, by Paul in a very wonderful way. And it shows how you can give a spiritual application of Scripture, I should say, rather than interpretation. These two Scriptures have direct interpretation that have two different separate nations in view, but it has an application to the entire world. Now, when we get down into this chapter, we're going to see that in the execution of this judgment, and it's going to be a frightful judgment upon Assyria, and history testifies to it. God makes it very clear here, I'll make thy grave, for thou art vile. In other words, God says, I'm going to bury you. And believe me, this was fulfilled. So that we come here now to Nineveh, and Nineveh is to get the message that judgment is coming.